Tamim al-Barghouti is a major Egyptian poet. He's also a political commentator in Egypt and a political scientist teaching at Georgetown in Washington right now. A new poem that al-Barghouti just wrote, inspired by the uprising, became part of the uprising last week in real time in Tahrir Square in Cairo.
I faxed my poem. I'm a columnist in a newspaper in Egypt. Of course, internet has been down. And I faxed the poem to my newspaper, and they published it. When they published it, it was being photocopied and distributed in the square.
A reading of his poem has been broadcast to the crowds there every couple of hours.
So the demonstrators and protesters in Tahrir Square in Cairo set up two huge screens, and they were able somehow to get Al Jazeera broadcast there. And I was called, and I was asked to read the poem like almost every 2 hours.
Yeah, and I saw the screens were essentially like giant white sheets that somehow they'd gotten up and gotten a projector, and there it was. There you were.
The people there are very creative.
I mean, for artists of any kind who imagine that their work can have political import or effect, to have this brand new poem inspired by these events broadcast in the middle of the events must have been an extraordinary experience for you.
Yes, yes. I mean, it made me feel a little bit less immersed in guilt that I'm not there and that I'm unable to be there at this moment.
And what is it called?
Well, in Arabic, it's called the Al-Masr Hanet. It's quite difficult to translate, but means it's close. The meaning is, oh, Egypt, it's close.
Uh-huh.
It's near.
Can you recite a bit of it?
Okay. يا مصر هانت وبانت كلها كم يوم نهارنا نادي ونهار الندل مش باين الدولة مفضلش منها إلا حبة شوم لو مش مصدق تعالى على الميدان عاين يا ناس مفيش حاكم إلا في خيال محكوم واللي هيقعد في بيته بعدها خاين. The lines are just, we're close, it's going to be a good day. Nothing remains of power but a few bats or sticks, I don't know what you call them,
uh-huh.
Things by which policemen beat,
right.
Beat people. If you don't believe it, just come to the square and see. A tyrant only exists in the imagination of his subjects. Everyone who stays at home will be a traitor. After this, will be a traitor.
Has culture, poetry, literature, the arts played any role in leading up to this revolution in Egypt?
Yes, yes. Poetry has always been, and literature in general, has always been in the forefront throughout the Arab world, not only in Egypt, in opposing tyranny. And it's worthy of notice that most Egyptian poets, some of them are still alive, some of them passed away in the 80s and in the late 70s, were imprisoned either by Sadat, the president just before Mubarak, who made Mubarak his vice president and brought him to power, or by Mubarak himself. It's not that in Egypt freedom of expression was as forbidden as in other dictatorships. Mubarak had this motto: "You say what you want, and we do what we want." Whatever they say would be ineffective.
So the censorship was sort of capricious and relatively light, but you could say what you wanted until you couldn't anymore, I guess.
Exactly. My father was deported from Egypt in 1977 and only allowed back 17 years later. I have been asked to leave the country and forbidden to work.
Really?
In the country, yes.
How does that work? You're a poet in Cairo, and suddenly some government official comes and says, "Tamim, leave."
Well, there were rallies in the American University in Cairo against the war in Iraq, against the decision by the United States to go to war in Iraq, and against the decision by the Egyptian government to allow American forces to pass through the Suez Canal, and to let it happen, really. And I read poetry in some of these rallies. So they came to my home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they said that I should leave the country, and I wasn't allowed back until the war ended. But this is you know what my story is very trivial. Others have suffered much more.
Yeah. Now, in addition to the heavy hand of the government in squelching liberty, culture, and the rest, how much of a problem is it for writers, filmmakers, whomever? Do they face a backlash from the sort of Islamist right as well?
Yes and no. I mean, the Islamists in Egypt are different from the Islamists you'd imagine, many of people would imagine here in the United States. They have been in the opposition long enough to be democratic. The current situation in Egypt is such that there is a consensus against the Mubarak regime from Islamists, nationalists, communists, liberals, independents, left, right, and they all learn to work together. And this revolution is so unique that everyone wants something new out of it because it is new, and everyone expects something new, democratic, and free. So, and these are one of the very rare moments where our hopes and our expectations are not so far apart.
Yes.
In the Middle East.
Tamim Al-Barghouti, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.